It is 8:35 here at The Point, and Marcia has come on in to join us for our positive points on aging. Happy to have her in from over in Lexington at Oakleaf Village. We really do appreciate Marcia and Karen and the work that they do over there. They're just great people, and we love our partnership with Oakleaf Village. Really, really love our partnership with them. And she brought us breakfast today, so that's even better. She brought us chicken biscuits, and she brought Brian some candy corns, and he threw them at me, so I took the candy corns, and he took the jelly beans. So thank you, Marcia, and good morning.
Good morning. And, you know, I haven't seen you since the Alzheimer's walk.
That's correct, yeah.
You did a phenomenal job.
Well, thank you for inviting me and letting me be a part of such a special, really powerful and emotional morning over at Segra Park, and I hope we raised a lot of money for the Alzheimer's Association, and I had a chance to meet so many kind people that have had to go through this with their family members or are going through it with their family members. And then there was just some volunteers there that just wanted to be there because they think it's a special cause. And so it was just nice to be around some really special people, kind folks, and a lot of positive energy, despite being a very debilitating and dignity-robbing disease. Just beautiful people. So thank you for inviting me to MC that event. I appreciate it.
We appreciate your involvement. It was a beautiful day. It was a great crowd. I just stood there on the stage and watched them walk by, and I just thought that is just awesome, that kind of representation. So thank you.
Well, you know, it kind of ties into what we're talking about today because the weather was really nice, beautiful fall weather, an opportunity for a lot of people to get out and exercise and enjoy the walk around Segra Park. But also just a kind of a good segue into what we're talking about with the weather being what it is these days. It's an absolutely opportune time to get out and do things.
Absolutely. Now you and I, growing up in Michigan, you know, you have to do what I'm going to talk about. You got to do this around August and September because by October, the snow's coming.
They've already had it so far this year, yeah.
And I was telling someone the other day, I said, I can remember going trick-or-treating with my coat on and the gloves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Many times. Many times.
But we are blessed here in the low country, whatever, the Midlands and low country area where we have beautiful weather. We'll have it all the way through Christmas probably. And we need to really be proactive in this. This is another issue of being proactive and not waiting until the moment when the stores are going to be crowded and people are going to be buying off the shelves and taking everything. So we're going to talk about some home and health safety tips that are good to do right now in the fall. So the first one, the number one, is we all need to get our flu vaccine. The good thing about the flu vaccine is that it's offered everywhere. You can go to any drugstore. You can go to, if your grocery store has a pharmacist, you can get that there. And they also give you coupons. I got a $10 coupon for getting my flu shot.
That's a good thing. I mean, because you can apply that these days on to other stuff in the store when you're doing your grocery shopping. And that's ten bucks these days will get you, you know, a tube of toothpaste. Goodness gracious. Yeah, well, that's better than nothing, though. I mean, if you're going to get the flu shot anyway, you might as well get it somewhere where they give you an incentive.
And the thing that we need to be careful about this year is that when you look at the flu symptoms of what people, you know, go through with the flu, it's pretty well close to COVID. And so you really need to be aware that either or you need to be aware of that and to have the right things available so that if you start feeling that way, you need to be checking in with your doctor because they might want to see you.
Well, and Brian and I talked about this very early this morning on the show about what's going on with the flu, with COVID, and with RSV for all these little tykes out there, the little children that are dealing with RSV right now. And again, that it seems like when you talk about the children, you could also talk about seniors in terms of vulnerability and things like that. And our seniors are obviously very vulnerable when it comes to flu and when it comes to COVID, when it comes to these respiratory issues, very, very careful with that kind of stuff with our older adults. I was corrected by Karen last week. She said she didn't like me calling them seniors. She said she'd prefer I call them older adults.
Older adults.
Yeah, I thought seniors was, I didn't call them old farts.
You know? I don't mind being called a senior.
Yeah, yeah. So
I've graduated from from those different stages in life.
Yeah.
But
If you get discounts, I don't mind being called a senior. If you get, you know, your AARP discounts, that's pretty good stuff. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I hijacked you there for
that's
a moment.
Okay. The thing is that, again, because we've been so focused on COVID for the last 2 years, we really need to be paying attention. We don't hear much about the flu because COVID was the news.
Right.
But the thing is that we do need to be protective toward it. And the same thing is that if you've got some symptoms, stay out of public. Just stay out of the way. Go home. Go to sleep. Drink a lot of fluids, and protect yourself that way. But also you can get the pneumonia vaccine. And that's very important. As you say, our seniors are more – seniors slash elderly are more susceptible.
Sure.
So we need to go ahead and get protected that way. Now it's the time, as I'm talking about getting your coupon for getting your flu shot, this is when you need to organize your cabinet so that you have exactly what you need when you need it. And when I say that, like right now, every week, buy something that you need in your medicine cabinet that could help you if you get the flu. You know, your decongestants or get you some vitamin C, get you zinc. Get you soft tissues, whatever it takes, but go ahead and start stockpiling that, because when you're sick, you don't want to be in the grocery store standing in line feeling like, you know what, and buying this stuff. So go ahead and get prepared now to do that.
You should Halloween candy, Halloween. You know, comfort food, you know, other things that'll help you get through the ill wills.
Well, of course, you know, your soup. I'm sure you have all the ingredients for your soup.
Yeah,
and I hope I don't have to ever use it, but if I will, I'll give you a call.
Don't hesitate to reach out. I'll help you out with some Jewish penicillin.
The one thing that people tend to do, and what they'll do is they'll get an antibiotic for some reason, okay? And then they might not take the last four because they feel so good,
right.
You know? Let's don't finish it. Let's save those. So then you start feeling bad again, and then you go, well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and knock this out and take my antibiotic that I had from last year.
It doesn't work that way.
And you will get a sermon from your doctor if he finds out you do that. One, because if you're going in for treatment and you need to tell him, hey, I went ahead and took some old antibiotics, because he needs to know that, because that kind of messes up, you know, trying to figure out what's going on. So throw all your old meds away.
And if you get an antibiotic that's supposed to be 10 days, even if you feel better after 6, finish it.
Yes.
You're supposed to finish it all 10 days. Most doctors will tell you that now, but even if you feel better after 6 days of doses, finish the antibiotic taking it and then throw away the tube or whatever.
Well, what people do is, because sometimes antibiotics can make you sick to your stomach,
they don't want
to deal with that.
Right.
It can also cause problems with females in certain areas that will cause an infection.
Yes.
So that's why people are very leery. Like, if I start feeling good, then that means it's working and I don't need to take it anymore.
Right.
But you really need to finish it. But if you still have some old stuff in your cabinets, you need to go ahead and toss it.
Right. Right, right, right.
Okay. Cold proof your home. What do you think I'm talking about?
Cold proof your home.
Yes.
I don't know.
You got to look at your windows.
Yeah.
You got to look at your doors.
Okay, that
you
stuff,
feel
yeah.
the draft coming
Cold
in.
Cold air coming in, yeah.
And if you're sitting in a draft, guess what's going to happen?
Going to catch one.
You're going to get sick.
Yeah. And plus, you're also wasting a lot of energy at a time when energy costs are
energy
huge.
Energy cost is huge.
Yes.
Do you know what the average temperature should be for a senior / elderly person?
No.
Guess.
71?
Keep going.
Higher?
Mm-hmm.
74.
Keep going.
77.
Keep going.
Really?
78.
78 degrees, huh?
And
wow.
Because they do get colder because their blood gets thinner,
right.
And different medications.
Skin is thinner, all
yes.
that. Yeah, I get that. 78,
78.
Though.
78.
That's...
And now I understand, because, you know, when I go visit someone in their apartment, and I get hit with a heat blast because
right.
I need a lot of cold
right.
air.
I'm not a big fan of the heat at all.
But
yeah.
That's why it's a good temperature for them to maintain a 78.
I had no idea that that's what's the recommended temperature. All right, we'll do a timeout. We'll get you the Fox Business Report. We'll come back. We've got our good friend Marcia from over at Oakleaf Village. It's our positive points on aging, and we're talking about the seasons right now on The Point.
Mornings with Kev. Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
It's the final trading week of the year, and right now Wall Street is set to start it higher. We also get some clues into how the housing market is doing from the S&P Case-Shiller U.S. Home Price Index out this morning. Tesla could be facing another sell-off when trading begins on Wall Street. That could drop the electric vehicle maker down to 13th on the list of most valuable S&P 500 companies. And Apple's facing a class action lawsuit alleging racial bias in its watch's blood oximeter. A New York man filing a lawsuit alleging the device has a racial bias against individuals with darker skin tones. Apple on its website notes the blood oxygen app is only designed for general fitness and wellness purposes and not intended for medical use, including self-diagnosis or consultation with a doctor. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
America's kids are at risk. Parents can't control their education, and states are taking over health decisions, even letting children decide their gender. Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax all this holiday week, and he's warning about the dangers to our kids with the woke agenda. Tune in tonight for Rob Schmidt and his series, Kids at Risk. You'll be shocked. This holiday week, check out Newsmax and Rob Schmidt. Make the switch to Newsmax. You won't look back.
I've been talking about the people at Stone Interiors from the very beginning. They did the incredible granite counters, the beautiful granite tabletop in my home. Our kitchen is our focal point of our house. The countertops are just gorgeous. When I talk about a local company with tremendous ethics, great workmanship, someone who sees a project through from start to finish, I'm describing Stone Interiors. So have you thought about some granite or marble countertops? What about a backsplash in your kitchen? You want to retile that bathroom? Did you know you can actually go online to stoneinteriors.com, go through their visualizer software, and design your whole kitchen, your whole bathroom project? It is so cool. If that's not for you and you want to visit their showroom, they'd love to have you come out and visit at Stone Interiors, or they can even come to you when it's convenient. For more than 20 years, Stone Interiors has done this thing the right way. Call them, 461-8950 to make an appointment or visit them at stoneinteriors.com. That's 461-8950 or stoneinteriors.com.
You've seen the news. You've talked to your friends. You may have even looked around yourself. Home prices are nuts. Seems like no one is offering any kind of discount except Lexington Discount Homes. Discount is their middle name. Quality homes that fit your budget with the size, model, and floor plan that your family needs. You can still afford your dream home at Lexington Discount Homes. Augusta Highway near Ballpark Road, 803-951-1900 or LexingtonDiscountHomes.com.
How does a car repair shop last in business for over 50 years like Suddeth Automotive? By providing affordable, reliable, and honest auto repair. But if you ask them, they'll tell you it's their loyal customers who come back time and time again to entrust them with their car repairs, well-trained technicians, service packages, and monthly specials. Isn't it time you become a customer? Call or come by at 1410 North Millwood Avenue or make an appointment at SuddethAuto.com.
Hi, honey. How was your first day back at work?
Well, that slip and fall sure did cause me some pain and discomfort. And this swollen ankle is no fun. But thanks to True Pharmacy, the day wasn't a complete waste.
I'm so glad they were able to get you all set up with your ACE bandage wrap and even a set of crutches.
Yes, who knew you could rent your crutches from True Pharmacy?
And they even have wheelchairs to rent and sell. That's good information to know in case we ever need it for our parents as they get older.
I'm so glad we found True Pharmacy. True Pharmacy, two locations, West Columbia and Divine Street.
Hey, this is Ray.
And Mary Ann with Absolute Glass.
We've been blessed to serve the Midlands glass needs for 20 years.
We have been fortunate enough to help thousands of customers with the best glass service in town, in our store, and all over the Midlands.
Sure, we can fix your windshield, usually at no cost to you.
But at Absolute Glass, we can also care for all your other glass needs too.
Home windows, shower doors, tabletops, shelving, storefronts, and all your commercial needs.
Contact us at 803-951-7200 or at AbsoluteGlassInc.com.
Just remember, if you can see through it, we can do it.
Owning your home is still the American dream.
It might not be today, but we want to help you get ready for the biggest financial purchase most of us will make.
Your Way Home, every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. with Erica Hillwest and John Hinks Jr.
That's Your Way Home with Erica and John, Tuesdays at 9 on 100.7 The Point.
Point A to Point B.
Traffic. Brought to you by AARP South Carolina. accident-free as you make your way onto our interstate. Stall motorists, you're slow. I-20 east at the 68 close to Monticello Road. Clearing a collision, Piney Grove Road close to I-26. Due to a water main break, do expect a detour Sumter near the intersection of Hampton Street. Modern Exterminating Company, family-owned and operated for over 60 years. Termite, bed bug, moisture control. Modern Exterminating, we know what bugs you. I'm Sarah Parker on The Point.
Point A to Point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
Back to the Bar Fireside Studio. It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
Welcome back in on our Positive Points on Aging. This is what we do every Tuesday morning from 8:35 until 9 o'clock. We love having Marcia and Karen from Oakleaf Village in Lexington as our partners on this, and they educate us on so many important things for our older adults, our seniors, our elderly. Call them what you want, but we're just so happy to have you with us here. Marcia, thank you for coming on in this morning. We've been talking about the season and the fact that, hey, this is a great time of the year. We love the leaves changing color. We love the temperatures cooling down. We loved having the fair. We love football season, all of those different things. But it's also a great time where it's not too hot, not too cold, mm-hmm. to do a lot of wonderful things.
Absolutely. I'm really encouraging those adult children that if your parent, aging parent, lives in a home by themselves, because usually if they're in an apartment complex or if they're in a retirement community, they're going to have some of these issues, like what I'm going to talk about right now, like batteries, smoke alarm batteries. If you're using a wood stove or a fireplace, a space heater, you need to also have a carbon monoxide detector in there.
Good idea.
To check it. And I know in my neighborhood, I'm in an active adult community. The fire department of Chapin come through, and you provide the batteries, and they provide the ladders and the manpower, and they, because we have high ceilings,
right.
will get up and change your batteries for us
nice.
Every year.
So very nice.
There might be some other neighborhood fire departments
nice,
that do
yeah.
that. So you need to check on that. I would call them. I mean, if not, I would just call and say, hey, you know, is there anybody there with a high ladder that could help
right.
you check that?
Right,
so,
that's good, yeah.
The other thing is that, you know, we talk a lot about falls all the time. Falls, you know, falls can change your life, and so we want to help people protect themselves against that. It's not just like we have to worry about ice. Think about this. When you get cold, you get tense.
Right.
So if you're having to get out of bed in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and you hit that cold air hits you, you might be tense and you might not be taking care of the right body mechanics to get you to the bathroom without taking a fall
mm-hmm.
or falling on, because a lot of people will start wearing socks more, make sure they have the slippy, the slide protectors on them so
right.
that you're not slipping and sliding when you go to the bathroom at night. So be careful about that. The other thing is that because we're going to soon have time change, right? Is
right.
it next week?
In November the 6th, I think it is.
You know, we really need to pay attention to our vision. If you haven't had a vision test recently, you need to go have that checked out. Because, one, if you're out and about and you think it's 4:30 and you have time to get home before it gets dark, well, it's not going to. It's
right.
going to be getting dark. So you need to go ahead and make sure that your visual is doing well against that. The other thing is that we need to be careful at this time of year because, like you said, you're talking about the fair and you're talking about football and everything else. But we need to make sure that we are properly prepared for anything that can happen. At Oakleaf, we have a get-and-go bag. And that means all the emergency issues like Depends, eye drops, anything, your extra pair of glasses are put in the bag and it's put up in the top of your closet. If we have to evacuate, it's got your name on it, it's get-and-go, and you've got your items that you need.
Right.
So, and you also need to do that in your own home in the event that something were to happen and you had to make an immediate evacuation.
Sure.
The other thing is, of course, is that why not go ahead and stockpile your soups and your waters right now? Don't wait until it's going to be a freeze and, you know, people are talking about, you know, the bread and the milk are going to be gone again, or the toilet paper. You know, don't forget that.
We've been down that road a couple years ago, yeah.
Don't forget the toilet paper. But, I mean, go ahead and start stockpiling. Like I said, every week, buy certain things extra. put it aside and say, that way, if we do have an ice storm or the weather is really cold and rainy and you can't get out, you're already taken care of. You don't have to worry about things like that.
Sure.
The other one I wanted to talk about, we're going to go on the outside of the house now, is the one that we were talking about. I was really surprised to hear how many dryer hose fires. Right.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't get those checked, you are running a chance of having a house fire.
It is, believe it or not, is one of the leading causes of death inside the person's home is fires that are started because of their dryer vents and getting too much lint and dirt and things like that in them. And you need to get that checked and get that taken care of.
Last year alone, there were 15,000 house fires, and it was solely because of that dryer hose.
Right.
So we really need to pay attention to that. The other thing that's a little scary that we hear about are people that don't have the proper heating elements in their home, and they'll start using their stove or their oven to heat the house.
Right.
That's also a no-no.
It is. It's dangerous, and especially if it's gas-powered, it's even more dangerous. So, yeah, just, again, if you're a son or daughter, you need to be checking on these things. When you go over there, you know, I'd start right at the front of the house, front of the apartment, whatever, and just make your way through. Make sure it's cold-proofed, as you talked about. Make sure you're checking the appliances to make sure everything is right and working properly. And ask questions.
Well, and even thing like, you know, we think, oh, well, we'll just put a space heater in there and that'll warm up the room. Well, number one, space heaters are a fall risk. You can walk right over one. You can burn yourself really bad on them if you're not careful. It can catch curtains on fire. It can cause bedding and furniture to be caught on fire. So we, like you said, pay attention and think about, you know, if your loved one is there by themselves, how much are they protected so that you don't have to worry about them? I mean, there's enough to worry about with our seniors, but let's take some of that worry out of it. Other thing is fireplaces. Of course, you need to call an inspector to have your chimneys and your flues inspected. If you're using a kerosene stove, who uses a kerosene stove to cook?
I'm not sure anybody's still using kerosene inside. I mean, I know people use it outside when they grill and stuff like that.
In the event they do, you need to crack your windows. And never try, like I said, never try to use your home using a gas stove, a charcoal grill, or other stoves that are not made for home heating. Turn your fans clockwise if you have ceiling fans. Turn them clockwise because that pushes the heat air, the warm air down, and that's what you want. You want to maintain that 78 degrees.
Right.
To me, that would be like sitting in a sauna the whole time. The other thing is make sure that your hot water tank is crack-free. It says that if you haven't installed one in the last 10 to 15 years, you're probably ready to replace it. Because who wants frozen pipes and, you know, broken water?
And that is something that never happens at the right time. So that's why you want to be proactive instead of having to be reactive to that.
Other thing right now is that the leaves are falling, our gutters are full. We need to clean out those gutters. Because what happens is if we do have a freeze, that there's weight that the water that freezes on those leaves, that's an additional weight that's in your gutters, and you really need to get that cleaned out.
Yeah, good point.
And when you go away, if you're going away for a visit and for a vacation, for a cruise, whatever, you need to leave your heat on in your home.
Right.
Don't let it go below 65 degrees.
Yeah.
Because you want to keep your pipes warm and prevent them from freezing because you don't want to come home to a flood in your home.
Nope.
And that way, if you keep the heat on, like even at a lower, you don't have to have it at 78. You can have it down around
68 or whatever. Yeah, I was going to say, if you're leaving town and all that, just make sure it's on enough to keep the edge off and stuff like that.
Yes.
It's all good stuff.
Well, and it's very common sense, but the thing is that we don't think about stuff like this until it's an emergency.
Right. That's why I say be proactive instead of reactive.
And then we start this stuff. Running to the stores, and we start, you know, then we have a power shortage, and then, you know.
Yeah. If people want this or any other information when it comes to our seniors, they can find you at Oakleaf How?
803-808-3477 or oakleafvillagelexington.com.
Perfect. Very nice. Listen, we really appreciate Marsha. We appreciate Oakleaf Village. Thank you for that, our positive points on aging. For Brian, for Marsha, I'm Kev. Thank you for listening. We'll see you this afternoon.
Joe Will. WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
From the Bart Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The fierce winter storm that caused so much misery, so much disruption across the country is taking an especially heavy toll on western New York State. Up to 4 feet of snow fell and 28 people lost their lives. Correspondent Donna Warder says it